FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Radio.
Hello, I'm your host Cockers and welcome to this week's This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. On this week's show, we'll be bringing you all the build-up and reaction to FC United's away match at Mickleova from Saturday. And without further ado, let's hand over now to FC Live before kick-off in Derbyshire.
Well, good afternoon everyone and welcome to FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. And we've discovered the answer to the question, where did Paul Weller get that song from? Well, here it is. And welcome to Mickleova. And it's FC United against Mickleova here in the Derbyshire sunshine this afternoon. And, well, it's Mr. Sunshine himself now. Woodzo's with us. Hello, Woodzo. How are you?
Welcome to the 70s.
So, today, a follow-up to last week's interview before the match, which was also entitled Today. What are you expecting today, Woodzo?
It's a must-win. It's a must-win. And there's your irony. We were talking last week, obviously, all the game, and you were saying it's a must-win, it's still on, and I said, well, it's not really on, let's be honest, but it's still a must-win. And then we win and Warrington lose, so it is, whilst it is still on, it'll be off, just to coin a phrase. And bring your own ball and other such relics from the FC archives. Six games, six wins, it's that simple, and then just see what other people do. I still think it's a step too far, if I'm being honest, but we're still in it, whereas we could have been out of it, really.
I mean, there are some games today where teams above us are going to drop points. It's just depending on how far up the league table we're talking. South Shields taking on Stafford Rangers this afternoon. Scarborough against Matlock, I think. Okay. So, you know.
I mean, that's what's going to happen. I mean, that's the one thing that's in our favour. Every team's not going to get full points. We're probably not going to get full points, which then might kill it off anyway. But, you know, Warrington proved last week they're not going to get full points. Matlock have picked up now to go on their bad run of the season. You know, you look at Buxton, they were out of it only a few weeks ago. Now I would say the red hot favourites to actually win the damn thing. So anything can happen. We know that. You know, it's a decent looking pitch.
Shall we go back to that old Abbey Oz? You mentioned you came up with some names of FC Radio titles from yesteryear.
Yes, yes.
Well, here's another old hobby horse. The pitch.
Oh, the pitch.
4G pitch, brand new here. I mean, as 4G pitches go, we've not seen a ball bounced on it yet, but has Hyde United got competition here for the best pitch in the league? I mean, this is something else, isn't it?
It's very wet because they've just been watering it for the last god knows how long, and the whole ground is saturated.
That bodes well in itself.
Of course it does, absolutely. Yeah. We haven't got a tonne today to knock people off the ball and smash it in from 25 yards like we had last time we played here. So, yeah, I mean, it will suit us. That's the thing. You know, I don't doubt that for 1 second. You know, there was times last Saturday when, you know, we won the game and did all right. But the ball bounced. I think it was one part. I don't know if it was Donoghue or Ennis went to control the ball on the far touchline, and it bounced over his foot and went for a throw. I think it was Donoghue. So you're not going to get that today. So it should suit us, but you can't get away from the fact that it's not a nothing game for Mickleover. They need the points. We need the points. Be a draw then. But six wins will at least give us a fighting chance. And if we get six out of six now, this is a big ask. But if we get six out of six, we can't do any more than that. And it's down to other teams then. So keep your fingers crossed.
Well, Woods, a big thank you for joining us. Enjoy the sunshine, enjoy the match, and it's now time to hear from FC United manager, Mr. Neil Reynolds.
You know,
Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us. Delightfully sunny day here. What's the mood in camp like heading into this afternoon's game with Mikkelova?
Great. You know, on the back of last week's win, I've had a really good week in training. Great journey to Mikkelova. Turned up, facilities are impeccable. So, you know, it's going to be a good game of football and, you know, another game that we're targeting a win. We know that Mikkelova are on a good run recently, so it's not going to be easy, but... You know, again, if we want to be where we want to be, we've got to win today's game.
What's your first impressions of the ground? We've not been here since they've spruced it up, and they certainly have spruced it up, haven't they? What a fantastic pitch this is!
Great pitch. A little bit pedantic, if I'm going to be honest. You know, they won't let me on the pitch in my shoes, so I'm going to go on bare feet. But we'll see. But listen, rules are rules, and you know they didn't make us aware of them, so you know we've just got to deal with it when we get here. So look, listen, facilities are great. Looking around, a great day. You know, they've got different pop-up vans for the fans. Everyone's in good spirits. I just hope we can send people home happy today because, you know, people are going to give up a lot of time to come and watch the boys today.
Squad selection. Cracking signing this week with Josh Askew's signing on a left-hand-sided player. Could play left-back, left-wing. Could actually play on the other side as well. What's your thinking there?
Well, it's been a difficult 48 hours for me. I've left Jonathan Smith out of the squad today. AstroTurf doesn't suit his body. I've left Joe Duckworth at home as well. But I've got Joe Shakora back in, Harry McGee on the bench today. I've got Askew, like you just say. I've got Galloway on the bench, and I've got Bange on the bench. So it's a really attacking bench. With Askew, we knew about his availability. I've been a long admirer of Josh. What I have challenged him on, Ben, is to settle in the club now. He's had too many clubs in a short career. You know, I want him to settle here and play for the next 3-4 years and become a hero, because he's got all the ability in the world. Got to get a smile back on his face, but another option and a deadline day signing for us. Starting 11, you know, change it up again. Keeping my trusty 4-2-3-1. Chris Taylor comes in to make his debut in midfield. Same back five with Lavercombe, Dodd, Donners, Jones and Morris. You've got Taylor in front of that with Potts and Griffiths. And then we're going Ennis, Regan, Linney and Wadicka. So right, really attacking side, attacking bench. And, you know, we're here to win the game.
What's your thoughts on the challenge of Mikkelova as well? Because they've been stringing the results together now. Spoke to their manager this week. You know, they're on a bit of a high at the moment, looking to break into that top half of the table. So even though we're coming towards the running now and Mikkelova look like the safe, they still want to be putting the performances in.
Yeah, I don't look at a league table now. I've said it to you time and time again. We've got a bit off Grantham in the bottom. And, you know, Mikkelova, I went to watch them Tuesday night against Stalybridge. Back in two really good performances, one defeat in six. They're a good side. They've got good threats. They've got Larry sits in front of the back four who'll spray the ball. They're quick on the counter-attack. This isn't a given by any stretch of the imagination. And I'm not surprised that now they've got the players back fit, that they've put a run together. So, good game of football on the horizon. We're coming here to win. They'll want to win. You know, they'll want to finish as high as they can do. We've been given another lifeline by teams slipping up. And, you know, there's not so many lifelines that you can get in one season. I think we've had about 10 now. So, you know, we're going to make the most of that, win today's game. And, you know, let's prepare for next week.
Well, Neil, thank you for joining us. Enjoy the match, enjoy the sunshine, and enjoy being barefooted.
Brilliant. Cheers, Ben.
Nice one.
Good luck. Welcome, everyone, to Mikkelova. It is really, really lovely here this afternoon. Stato Paul's with me. Hello, Paul.
Good afternoon.
So, big game this afternoon, Paul.
Yes, it's interesting for both sides today because we're 4 points away from the playoff positions to still harbouring faint hopes. Mikkelova are targeting a good finish, top 10 finish, but having said that, they're only 4 points away from the dreaded 20th place, which is the lottery place at the end of the season. So both sides have got an urgent need for 3 points.
Now, just to set the scene, sunny, really, really lovely. The pitch, we've not been here since they've relayed it with this new 4G. Q, loads of discussions about, should FC United invest in a 4G pitch? We've been there before, Paul. You know my views.
This looks a very high-quality service.
Doesn't it? Right. We often say that Hyde United's is the best one. But this, I think he's up there.
Yes, I'd love to know more about it for future reference, but I've never known the sprinklers be on an artificial pitch markedly.
Baseford do it. And yeah. It bodes well, I think, because it means, well, we know Mikkelova play just decent football and that's what they want to see. But it does suit us as well. But all that being said, we are taking on a team who are in good form at the moment. They are pretty close to Stalybridge in that third bottom spot. But they have been in great form. We have to be really on it this afternoon, don't we?
Yeah, I mean, I remember the first time we came here in 2010, they outmuscled us quite badly. But we've not lost here since. And I think Michelover are not the muscular side they used to be going back all those years. I think they're a bit more refined now.
Let's talk about the team. Lavercombe, Donoghue, Dodd, Griffiths, Morris, Jones, Wadaker, Potts, Linney, Ennis and Taylor making his first team start and debut, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's an interesting starting 11 from Neil this
one. Jonathan Smith is being rested this week, so in rotation Taylor gets a first start. I mean, it's good to see Wadaker in the starting 11 again, I think. That's a good positive.
I mean, Linney's wearing number 9, but I think we might be seeing what we saw against Doncaster, where Ennis is actually playing up front, because that would make more sense, wouldn't it, with Linney and Wadaker in support? Because at the moment, I don't know who's playing on the left, unless Ennis goes out on the left. But
possibly,
I mean, on the substitutes bench, we've got Harry McGee, who impressed last week from the bench in our win against Batesford. Josh Galloway, Ewan Bange, and a new signing, Josh Askew. And we've seen Josh a few times, haven't we? And he's
three appearances for Salford City against FC, and he didn't win any of them.
What a signing.
Very good signing, and he's very versatile. He can play a number of positions on the left hand side. And also Sakura is back on the bench, which is good to see. A fully fit Sakura, I think, would start.
There's certainly options on that bench, isn't there, if things aren't going well in this
game. I mean, I think that's a very versatile bench with lots of options in it.
For Michelover, as we said, you know some of these players already. The most noticeable one, obviously, is Pablo Mills, cracking player. What a career. Augustian as well.
International.
Stuart Bevan, cracking player. So, you know, they're a good team. And
I think Andy Dale's playing wide right, possibly. He's going to be a big threat this afternoon.
So that's the starting 11s for both teams, although I didn't really read out Michelover's, but I'll come to that in a second. Let's talk about the permutations today, because we are 4 points from the playoffs. There are teams above us who will be dropping points. However, I don't think any of them are our target team, unless it's Scarborough or Matlock, and we're being really ambitious. Scarborough and Matlock taking on each other this afternoon. Stafford travelling to South Shields. Everything else, I think, is looking like it will go to league positioning.
I think Scarborough will be very positive about beating Matlock at home this afternoon, given Matlock's recent run. And we know Scarborough is a difficult place to go to.
South Shields taking on Stafford Rangers as well. Stafford with a good win midweek sees them leapfrog over us as we head into this weekend's matches. Just to outline how things look at the moment, Warrington Town, who are travelling to Radcliffe this afternoon. Warrington Town are in fifth position. They're 4 points ahead of us. Whitby Town are just outside the playoffs, 2 points ahead of FC. Both Warrington and Whitby do have a game in hand. Then there's Stafford Rangers, who tie with FC United on 54 points.
And we want South Shields to win that today.
Okay, yes, because Stafford's away form is certainly a strength. As is South Shields' home form, so something we'll have to give this afternoon. Morpeth Town are also in the hunt, as are Bamber Bridge, although Bamber Bridge have been stuttering recently. But then we've got the outside candidates of Lancaster City and Ashton United, who've started to string the results together. There's a chance, Paul, after us saying we're out of it, that we could be involved, but also involved in a right queue.
We could be like
closing
kingmakers.
April. Yes.
If we don't go into the playoffs ourselves, we might be very influential on who ends up in the playoffs. But I'm confident today that we could end up the evening in seventh from eighth.
Now let's just to say about the pressure. Because FC United, I think, played with no pressure last week because no one thought we were back involved. But now we are back involved. We've been given another lifeline, and surely we're running out of them. We've got to take these opportunities now and pile the pressure on, haven't we?
Yeah, I mean, for the last few months, all the teams around us have dropped points, and I think that will continue this afternoon. Let's just hope that we're not one of them.
You can get in touch with us this afternoon at FC Urine Radio, but it's now time to hand over to our expert commentary team for this afternoon's game. This is FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. And here is your expert commentary team. It's Stato Paul, but first, me. Jones gets to the ball, plays it back to Lavercombe, who clears his lines. One bounce, and with Linney now. Linney on the left-hand side. Linney still with the ball on the left-hand side of Michelover's penalty area. He's got support there from Ennis. Linney keeps the ball. Shot comes in.
Oh,
what a fantastic finish from Regan Linney. My goodness, right on the corner of the penalty area, more or less on the left-hand side. Curled it right round, and the goalkeeper there, Jonathan Hedge,
all he could do was admire it the way we all were. Into the top corner, and it's 1-0 to FC United. 3 minutes on the clock. Regan Linney, the scorer.
That was almost Rory Patterson-esque, the way he got the ball there and shaped his body for the shot and then whipped it into the top corner on the far side. I timed that 163 seconds.
Radcliffe back out to the right-hand side to Walker. Back to Radcliffe on the right-hand side. Radcliffe now crosses this ball in towards the back post area. Beats everyone. Wadicka's back. Wadicka, though, facing his own corner flag. Loses out. Donoghue's there. And that's good skill there by Dales. And Dales brought down. It's a penalty conceded.
So a chance for Mikulova to work their way back into this game.
So on the 38th minute, it's going to be a penalty to Mikulova. McDonald to take it. Referee blows his whistle. McDonald lining up this penalty. Lavercombe dives to his left. McDonald slots it to his right. And Mikulova, I've got an equaliser, Paul. And, it's a FC dominated possession. And we've just let them back in there. We're a bit of slack defending.
For 30-odd minutes, we've had most of the game and dictated proceedings. But one error at the back and all that's undone.
And all of a sudden, Mikulova in the ascendancy here. And, Mikulova win the ball back. It lines up beautifully for Dales, who shoots. And Dales there with a fantastic effort. About 5 yards outside the penalty area, dead centre, on his right foot, straight into the top corner. And in the space of, what, Paul, a couple of minutes, FC United have gone from 1-0 up to 2-1 down.
Well, I did warn everyone about Andy Dales before the start. He's red hot at the moment.
And his concern, but has to play the ball square to Potts. Potts now looking out towards his left-hand side. Plays it infield instead to Linney. Linney's got time. Marauding towards the penalty area. He's brought down. That's a penalty. And, penalty to FC United. Linney brought down by Mills. And we're 4 minutes into the second half, and FC United with an opportunity here to level the scores, Paul.
And Ennis to take it.
So Ennis with an opportunity here to equalise. Ennis blasts it into the top corner. And technically, I think Hedge did go the right way, but he had no chance of saving that. And FC United, on the 49th minute, are all square again.
We've got a lifeline now.
Ennis with this corner. 7 minutes played of the second half. In it comes towards the back post. Morris is there. He wins the header. It's tipped onto the bar and cleared. And another corner. Well, Paul, that was nearly the FC retaking the lead there.
Well, it was a towering header from Morris. The ball cleared everyone until it reached him at the back stick. And good save by Hedge, you've got to say.
Cross, another corner, in it comes towards the near post. Cleared, only as far as Griffiths. Griffiths takes his time with it, out to Linney. Linney got support there from Ennis, the corner taker to the byline. Cross comes in! Oh, just wide from Wadicka on the near post. Oh, that was nearly another goal. And a counter attack here, and a counter attack with pace. Here's Bevan to McDonald. And it's after you, Claude. And it's picked up by Bevan into the penalty area. It breaks. Oh, and McDonald's going to slot this home. And that is careless stuff from FC United. And McDonald on the 55th minute. He shows Mikulova retaking the lead. 59 minutes on the clock here at the Mikulova Sports Club. And it's a corner to FC United. Ennis to take it on his right foot. It's an in-swinger. In it comes. Who's going to get to it? It's Jones on the volley.
Well,
with authority. Nothing the goalkeeper could do. And FC United have got an equaliser again.
Again. Well, I did say there are more goals in this game. I can't remember the last time we scored from a corner. But we've gone and done it.
It was a great ball in as well. 23 minutes played of this second half. Ennis, referee's still waiting. Now it's going to be taken. Ennis swung in. Oh, it's Spange! Oh, it's saved just on the line by the goalkeeper. And, that would have been the mother of all awkward goals. I don't think Baines was really committed to that, to be honest. But good goalkeeping. Free kick taken for FC United. Here's Morris now in the right back position. Plays the ball. Oh, nice turn there by Askew. He does well, Askew, now. Moving forward, Askew with the ball. He's lined up a shot for distance. Oh, just wide. And it was inches, Paul. It was inches
from a debut spectacular.
Last chance saloon here, I think, for this playoff push for FC United. Square to Augustin, and Potts can win this ball back. Bange is there, and there's Askew. Askew driving forward. Askew beats one player, still with the ball. Askew still with the ball, still with the ball, still with the ball. Shot comes in, charged down. Here's Potts, gets the ball back. Base camp here for FC United. Linney finds Dodd on the overlap. Dodd, the angle's tight. Oh, it's cleared off the line.
He's given a goal kick.
In midfield, Ennis. His pass is cut out. Finds Galloway. Back to Ennis. There's not much movement in front of him. Finds Potts. Potts, that's a good ball to find Donoghue. Donoghue by the byline. Cross comes in. Oh, it hits the post.
Off a defender.
Off a defender and a corner. Wow.
He almost poked it into his own goal there in panic. So close to a winner.
And the referee's looking at his watch. And that is full time. It was 4.5 minutes played of added time in all, just to confirm it. But FC United with a 3-3 draw here at Mikulova. And with results going against FC United, the gap now is 6 points to the playoffs. With 5 games to go, I'm going to suggest, Paul, that it's an away point. But really, that's probably the end of the road when it comes to the playoffs.
I think you're probably right. I think we've given it our best shot this afternoon, but it's not been good enough.
Just to confirm the scoreline, 3-3 the score here, and it's been very much an up and down game of football, to say the least. FC United started so brightly with Linney scoring early doors, dominating possession with spells of glorious football, but not really testing the goalkeeper all too much. And then Mikulova get a penalty. They score that penalty. A few minutes later, they've scored a worldie and they go in at half time, Mikulova, 2-1 up. Then into the second half, we get the early goal once again, a penalty from Ennis, and it's back on, isn't it? But then we concede another goal, and then Jones scores another equaliser for FC United. But we've huffed and puffed, we've almost scored a couple of times, but in the end, all the possession in the world, Paul, all the chances in the world, ultimately, it's 3-3, and it's a point.
Yeah, I think it was a fascinating closing stages there at 3-3. Both sides had chances to win, but FC had the better chances. Just couldn't force that critical goal. And a point, well, normally a point away from home you would say was a good result, but in this situation it's just not good enough for us.
Well, results have gone against us this afternoon in a lot of ways. I mean, Stafford Rangers, Dal Shields winning by 2-0 over Stafford. So Stafford dropping down to 11th. FC United with this point, we do go up to 8th, but there has been wins today for Bamber Bridge and for Lancaster. So both Bamber Bridge and Lancaster join FC United on 55 points. Morpeth have won. They've won in their game against Ashton by 2-0. So Morpeth are in 7th on 56 points. Whitby won at Grantham Town by 2-0, whilst Warrington also won by 2-0 in their game at Radcliffe. So Warrington, Whitby, Morpeth all winning. FC United drawing. Scarborough and Matlock, incidentally, a stalemate there at the Flamingoland Stadium, 0-0, and Buxton winning 3-0 at Witton Albion. So frustrating afternoon, this one.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, we had a 6-goal thriller. I think we could have done with a mundane 1-0 victory, unfortunately.
Well, let's put it this way. FC United going forward have been brilliant. It's not over yet, but we need James there, don't we, for the optimistic.
Yes, and you've got the Renault interview.
I've got the, yes. Earlier on in the season, a 3-0 draw at Mikulova would have been a good result. But
well, based on form, they were in better form than we were going into this. So.
Yeah, I mean, let's put it in perspective. They have beat Matlock, they have beat South Shields quite recently. So
which we couldn't do.
Yeah, it's just frustrating because I think it was there, this game. It was there, but we fell asleep for the penalty in the first half. The goal, the second goal they scored was a worlder, but the third goal, Neil will be disappointed with that one. It was very after you, Claude, wasn't it? The defending. And yeah. It was a simple finish, but it was really handy to Mikulova that third goal. But it was a good game for the neutral on non-league day, but not the result we would have wanted, I don't think. But we'll be hearing from Neil Reynolds shortly. Well, Neil, big thank you for joining us after that one. What's your mood? Frustration, probably?
You know, I just said to Tim on the way around, we're a big centre-half, we're a big, horrible centre-midfielder, and we're a big, horrible centre-forward, away from being a really good team. throw in that an experienced voice who gets over the line, and at times we're unplayable, but other times we're so naive and we're so open. And that's not a criticism against the back four, that's us in general. And you know, we work on it in training, and when to go forward, when to tuck in, when to come out. I thought for 25 minutes in the first half, as good as I've seen us play, but then we're naive and we switch off, and next thing we're 2-1 down. And it's my words at half time, it's uncoachable, because we don't set you up to do that. And that, unfortunately, is a mindset and experience thing. So I feel a bit flat, I feel a bit deflated, to be honest.
Let's talk about the actual play. Linnaeus, it's Gainsborough Trinity all over again. It's a fantastic finish. Then we're playing, like you say, beautiful football. Left to right, right to left. I'm commentating like the micro machine guy, trying to keep up with it all. And it's like, we're not really testing the goalkeeper though, are we? And it's...
We got, what we was doing, was enabled, so we weren't in training, getting high up the football pitch. So by going right to left, we get high, our distances are compact between each other. But after 25 minutes at 1-0, we stop, and we start going long. So then, people, we can't get on the ball, and they're coming through us, and we never work on that. And it is, you know, I just said to Curtis in there, I've just said to Potts in there, I've just said to Aaron in there, Doddy in there, what goes through your mind to kind of trigger that change where we're getting so much joy? And you know, they don't individually mean to do it, but they just say the options aren't on, so we start looking for the ball in midfield, and then we come quite easy to play against. And we shouldn't, because they couldn't cope with us for half an hour, and they said that, they said it. But we allowed them back in, and we're coming at half time, and we really are scratching our heads.
I mean, this, the penalties, it's like you say, it's just concentration, isn't it? The goal itself is a worlder, but there's build-up play, isn't there, where we're a bit statuesque. I mean, what's your team talk like at half-time?
I went for it at half-time, and you cross the white line, you're going to make mistakes. We're naive at times, we know that. We haven't got the depth. I mentioned three players at the start, you know, the big experience lads that you want, you know, but we haven't got that financial power yet to go and get your big centre forward who's at Buxton, or your big centre half who's at Matlock. We haven't got it yet, so we've got to play a different way. And it's so frustrating, because we're so close to being a really, really good side, and you know, like the fans just said, they love watching us play, but it's the goals we concede.
We get back into it. It's a fantastic penalty as well, we should say, from Charlie Ennis. But then it's
a bit after you, Claude.
It is after you, Claude. And it's just, like you say, it's so avoidable. But then the chances just come. And, you know, it's a great finish from Jones. Brilliant volley. And we were saying, because someone said about the defence, that Morris has hit the bar.
Yeah.
Donoghue's hit the post. Yeah. Dodd's had one cleared off the line. So the defence has certainly helped going forward.
No, I know. So, and it's not, when we say we can see goals, it's not the defensive line at times. It's, you know, people may not know it when they look at it, but we do so much work in training about our distances, our recovery runs, and they're not robots, so you can't literally get them and put them into spaces. But second half, even though we played some good football, we created chances, when it doesn't go in, we're so stretched. And that, you ask the lads in there, that's not what we coach. But it's at times it's a mindset thing, because you go and chase the goal, and it looks good on the eye, but on the other side, you nearly concede again. And like I said, we're that close to being really good, but we know where we've got to strengthen now. You know, and these lads have been magnificent, absolutely magnificent from start to finish. But they're first to admit that we need some probably extra bodies now, and a little bit of experience in there, a voice in there, a bit of nastiness in there, so we can alter when we go to different places. So fans were incredible again, you know, amazing, and they're all delighted, thinking we played really well, and we did.
We did play
as
well.
As a manager, unfortunately, I'm pessimistic, and I look on the downside, and the goal's going to be avoidable, and we win the game.
We were saying, if it was a month or so ago, no way point at Michalovic is a good result, really. They've just beaten South Shields. Yeah. I mean, I mean, just to talk about performances, we've given man of the match to Regan Linnaeus, but Askew, when he came on, that's really good, isn't it?
And he's 40% fit. You know, he's nowhere near ticking yet. And I've said to Josh, he needs to now knuckle down at a club, get fit, go and play 100 games for somebody. And he's well capable of contributing to us being a really good team. He's great on the eye, natural left foot. He gets us high up the park. I thought he scored when he just whizzed one by. Mm. Great debut. And he'll be knocking on the door now to go and start.
Because he's had a few clubs. It reminds me very much of Charlie Ennis, who's now bedded in. You know, I've spoken to Charlie in the past about it. You know, he's enjoying playing.
our club gives an opportunity for players to land on their feet.
Yeah.
And, you know.
And them lads in there, they love playing the way we play. They love it. They hate conceding goals. They know that we've got to do little things. Josh is going to come in and, like you said, like Charlie, he's going to give us something different. My challenge to him now, come and settle with us for 2 or 3 years. And, you know, at times you might not always get in. You might have to get fit, but he's a real talent. I watched him at Blackburn Rovers and then went to Salford. And then, for whatever reason, it's just kind of like bopped along and he's had club, 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 and he hasn't settled, but he's loving it. He's loving it now, and I'm really hopeful that, because I know a fit Josh Askew on that left-hand side can give us everything we want. You've got a Linney there who can go down the middle. We're looking for another wide right player. We're looking for another centre mid. We're looking for another centre forward. We're looking for another centre half. And that's to give the lads competition. But also, they want to improve. And we want to get promoted. I'm not going to stand there and say we don't. Of course we do. You know, and like I said, the hope that kills us. And we knew we had to come here today, but you're looking on the clock with 15 minutes ago and everyone's winning. Mm. You think it's slipping away from us. But I will never, ever knock my players. I'll never turn on them. You know, we've made mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes. I made loads as a player. But, you know, we've just got to pick ourselves up, get in training. And listen, how many clubs have got European trips to look forward to the way we have? So I've just said that to the lads in there. It's not all doom and gloom. You've had an indifferent season, but don't lose hope with each other, don't lose fight, don't lose kind of respect for each other, just keep doing it. And in summer, when the day comes, we'll try and identify the targets. Hopefully everyone stays, we'll add the competition and we'll go again. But before that, we've got 5 league games to get over the line, and we want to win football games.
Atherton next.
Yeah.
Just to make a prediction now, Neil, what's going to happen? We'll win and then it's back on again.
Yeah, it'll be back on again, and I know that, and results will go our way. But listen, it's strange as a manager, because you say if you win your own games and draw your away games, you're there or thereabouts. The last two games we've won at home, we've drawn away, so it's not bad, but you want to win games. And should we have won today?
Yeah.
No disrespect to Mickleover, but unfortunately they were better capitalising on our mistakes and we weren't as good as capitalising on their mistakes today. So to the neutral, 3-3, great game for me, a lot of work to do.
Well, Neil, big thank you for joining us, coming all that way from the dressing room, miles away over there. Best of luck in training this week, and we'll catch up ahead of Atherton Colts next week.
Thank you.
FC Live there from Saturday. The Reds return to action this weekend back in Manchester as FC United host Atherton Colliery's. Admission will be pay on the gate, £12 for adults, £7 concessions, £3 under 18s, with under 5s free with a paying adult. Kick-off on Saturday at Broadhurst Park will be at 3 p.m. But remember, if you cannot make this game in person, then have no fear, the FC Live team are here. They'll be going to air from 2:30 p.m. on www.fc-radio.co.uk. Well, that's it for this week's edition of This Club Is My Club. A big thank you to everyone involved in FC Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.